The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Well, if I told you what I would actually probably really enjoy, I'd probably give away my last name, so I won't give you that, but I'll tell you off the air later.
Oh, Keeping House was the other one. There was three.
Oh, yeah. House. I loved Keep House.
Here's my question. Should Big Fatty follow in, look into what his name is and see if that would lead to a path of enlightenment?
He most certainly should.
Fat. He should be big and fat for his career.
Maybe he should be a Buddha.
Oh, yeah. Like a celebrity double for Buddha.
Yeah. Let's see, Big Fatty. I mean, that calls to mind recent slang, which you call that a big old doobie, right?
That's true. He is familiar with the poppers, so.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I don't really even, I mean, I know.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now what was that?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online,
what you call that? A big old.
I don't really even. I mean, I know.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2838 of the BFO for Monday the 17th of December 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's the holidays, so there's a holiday edition of the Veda and Bacon Show. Yes! Hello, colonators. Big Betty, a colonade. Is that like fiber? No, the colonade. You know, that's, y'all, first of all, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I am over. I am over in Hatlanta, and so for the next 3 weeks, you're going to have pre-recorded little shows. But y'all, Big Fatty can't just disappear on you. No, Big Fatty, you cannot. We wish you would, but you can't. But I am over in Hatlanta, and y'all, every year, Big Fatty meets up with the podcasters and the podcast listeners who identify themselves. Yes, Big Fatty, many of them prefer to remain anonymous. It's true. Anyway, y'all, we always go to the colonnade. Big Fatty, it's the colonnade. Oh, C-O-L... O-N-A-D-E restaurant. Y'all, it's in the homosexual area of town. And what am I trying to say? Y'all, it's been in Hatlanta for more than 50 years. And y'all, so it attracts the older crowd, but it also attracts the homosexuals. So it's called where the gays and the grays meet up. Big Fatty, you fall into both categories. It's true, I do. So y'all, I'll be meeting up. Since I'm pre-recording this, I think we'll have George in Atlanta and hopefully Terminally Single Tim and Epa Louie, Peter Potamus, you know him. We'll have, who else is over there? Big Fatty, the gay country boy. Oh, yeah. And that is not spelled C-U-N-T. And it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Gay Country Wes and Travis and Jonathan. And Romo comes and joins us most of the time as well. So y'all, I don't know who will actually show up. And Big Fatty, you won't remember by the time you start doing live little shows. It's true, I will not remember. But y'all, we'll go to the colonnade, assuming everything is good. You know, y'all, I got to tell you, everything is assuming that things are going smoothly, okay? And, you know, nowadays, who knows? Who knows? So, anyway, But and y'all, I'd like to say also that assuming everything was going smoothly, yesterday, Sunday, George in Atlanta, y'all, he invited me to go to the Atlanta Falcons sports ball game at the Mercedes Benz Stadium. And y'all, you know, the Atlanta Falcons, the F Birds, we'll call them. Beep! Any of the F Birds, will. Big Fatty, you just made that up. I pulled that one out of your ass. I did. The F-Birds aren't doing so well this year. So George had already told me that we probably won't stay to the end of the game. I said, thank you for calling. Anyway, hopefully that will have all taken place. And George, if it did or didn't happen, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty and Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all, I think that's all I'm going to tell you about. Y'all, I will say, at the Colonnade, y'all, I have a real trouble deciding between the fried pork chop and the fried chicken. Hopefully, regardless, I think either one of them will be delicious. Just delicious. Yes, Big Fatty! Vader and Bacon Show. Big Freddy, you're a little late coming in there. You might want to tighten that up next time. Yes!
Fart Pants, thanks for telling me that the XM was free. Oh my god, I'm so happy.
Have yourself a merry little...
Yeah, Gussie, your Big Fatty Miss Bacon doesn't need to quit her day job quite yet. No, not yet. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, the XM Crema music was free back around Thanksgiving, around Spanksgiving. Big Fatty, you've been holding these for a while. It's true, I have. And I've been trying to catch up, and hopefully, since I'm pre-recording so many shows, I will indeed get all caught up. But Miss Bacon, I'm so glad that you got to listen to the XM Radio. Y'all, I got another thing from the XM where they were only charging $5 a month. So, Miss Bacon, you might want to see if you can find that special good coupon deal if you want to, but you had to sign up for a year or something like that. Yes, Big Fatty, but you get to hear the Crema music. Well, but you know, the regular FM stations, now there's I guarantee you there's one in Nidraba Big Fatty, that's where Miss Patty Bacon Nidraba, Aberdeen. Yes, Big Fatty, that's Nidraba spelled backwards. It's true. I'm sure there's a 24-hour Crema station there, so you save that $5, and I tell you what, just put it in a card and send it to Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, you're a whore!
Big Fatty! Meow, it's me, Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Here on Thanksgiving morning at the Vader Family Compound, as is indicated by this here voice memo title. It's very clever. I have the Thanksgiving Day Parade on. I'm getting ready to head to Hatville, and I was just thinking about you. I don't know why. I was cooking some stuff and ran out of Crisco, and I don't know. I just thought about you for some reason. So, hope you're enjoying the Hatlantas and the Hat Cave. Oh, Lord. Oh, it's exhausting. So, yeah.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Sorry it's been a while since I have been able to play this. I hope your Spanksgiving was just lovely up there in Hatville. Y'all, I believe Veda's been on the holiday, as the little Ozzy Battler would say, or as Miss Bacon would say, Snotty Scotty. I think he's back at the he was back at the coal mine now. And but I don't know. Yeah, Big Freddy, you just don't keep up with it. I don't. But Veda, if you don't mind, since I'm over in Atlanta, if you don't mind, just ride by the villa every once in a while. Make sure the place hadn't burned down. Big Freddy, did you leave the stove on? I don't think so. But if I did, or the iron, if I did, make sure the place hadn't burned down. Big Freddy, what if it has? Well, get some marshmallows. Big Freddy.
Ho, ho, ho. Got a little gift that in the mail today. Came with these, too. How much do we love? What's it called? Packing bubbles? I love Gerald Bainson talking to him. He just said, mm-hmm. He's playing Destiny. And I'm watching. I'm doing a, what's it called, DVR maintenance. And popping these little bubbles that I love so much. I can't wait until they're like all pop. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, SBA. Thank you, Chubby. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Krima. Happy holiday, squeaky kitty. Noodle, Mickey Noodle. And Kim Beaver.
Oh, Big Fanny. She was kind of abrupt there. It's true. Well, maybe the bubbles popped her off the air. Big Fanny. First of all, y'all, that is, of course, Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear you, even though that sounded, Big Fanny, it sounded like a crackling fire. It did sound like a crackling fire. And you know, I'm sure they've got a crackling fire going there and in Aberdeen. Yes, Big Fanny, Nitrobas spelled backwards. We established that earlier. And Miss Bacon, I hope you and your family have a lovely, just a lovely Christmas. And Big Fatty, if anybody is looking for a gifted idea for Miss Bacon, just go buy her a roll of that bubble wrap. It'll keep her occupied for several days. Hell, it may keep her occupied for a week, but all the way to New Year's. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
On my way home from getting a chicken sandwich, I am on my way back to the Vader family compound after leaving the coal mine super late and then having to drop some stuff off at the FedEx for your little lamb because she just couldn't make it to the FedEx box by 6 o'clock or something. And then I decided I was just going to get myself a little snick of snack, so I just zipped in to get a little sandwich because I didn't want to cook dinner and I have a headache from the weather changing. So I wanted to everyone was very concerned about that, by the way. I just wanted to say, give you a special shout out for arranging to have those P&S boys put out a little shoe since you're out of town. It was nice to actually listen to something entertaining as opposed to you. And we all know that Scott and I were, like, you know, pretty much married at one point. So, it, you know, it was good to hear and catch up with him.
And Scott.
Because, hello. So, see ya. That's all I got. I know you're having a lovely time in the Hatlanta with the Hatterina. But don't worry, I have kept the turlet in the villa warm for you. And I've gotten the guest room ready for the Hatterina to move in. So don't say I never did anything for you. All right, I got to run. I'm going to eat my sandwich. And, that's really all I'm going to do. So, yeah. Oh, shit. Now it's locked. Unlock.
Oh, Big Fatty, he has as much trouble with technology as you do. Well, you know, he is reaching a certain age that technology has passed him by. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, the rotary phone has passed you by. It's true. First of all, Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I hope you enjoyed that chicken sandwich. You know, sometimes it's just nothing says the holidays more than a chicken sandwich. Yes, Big Fatty. And Veda was joking there about preparing the villa for the Hat Arena to move in. Y'all, there's no way the Hat Arena can come and live with Big Fatty here in Charleston. Y'all, her doctors are over there in Hatlanta, and I can't take care of her. I am not a trained professional like Granny. That brings a new meaning to trained professional. Just as I'm recording this, I think things are getting worse faster than they're getting better, but I don't think they're gonna get better. But anyway, so there you have it, y'all. Veda, thanks again for looking out for the villa while I'm gone. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you were very late that time. You really need to tighten this up or do more Veda and Bacon shows to get more in practice. But they've got a call before I can do. Oh, that's right. Never mind. Thank you for calling. Yeah, that's it, y'all. One thing that I've had on my list here that I've been meaning to mention. Y'all, if you look back to the post to the BFO during the month, y'all, you'll see some of the show art that is noticeably more professionally done than Big Fatty, the ones that Big Fatty did. And y'all, those were done by Miss Lauren many years ago. And y'all, they only come out once a year. Fatty, Volgat. But y'all, I just, the fact that Miss Lauren did that for me so many years ago, it just, it always puts a smile on my face. And I just want to publicly say to her again, thank you so much for that, Miss Lauren. It meant the world to me. And y'all, today's show art, since it is the Crema Veda and Bacon show, y'all, that one was done by Gus Chan. Y'all, he's got a birthday. He's got a birthday coming up on Sunday. So anyway, and y'all, I added the Santa Claus hats, but a thank you to Miss Lauren and that Gus Chan for helping with the artwork. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I'm gonna be opening cans and packages the rest of this week and next Monday as well. And also you'll be hearing some fill-in hosts here on the BFO. Y'all, Lord only knows what they'll be doing, but y'all, I'm not listening to them in advance, so it'll be exciting to me also. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there on Life at the Short List, and Toppy and Dr. Stone.
What you call that a big old?
I don't really even know.
Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like they're related to Aunt Clara, or worse, you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.